financial scams are a booming business worldwide, and seniors are some of the biggest targets of those scams and other kinds of financial abuse.
In 2022, senior citizens in Wisconsin lost over $40 million to financial abuse. That's according to the Elder Justice Coalition here in Wisconsin.
Based at UW-Green Bay, the coalition is trying to combat this problem with new financial abuse specialist teams throughout the state.
Laura Nolan is Associate Director for Business and Government Outreach at UW-Green Bay. She's part of the Brown County Dementia Friendly Coalition and the Wisconsin Coalition to End Social Isolation and Loneliness. And Debbie Leese is a program specialist for the Wisconsin Elder Justice Coalition at UW-Green Bay. Debbie, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
You're welcome.
And Laura, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Laura, can you start us off by talking about how common financial abuse is for seniors here in Wisconsin?
A lot of people don't understand how often financial abuse happens, and it's actually highly underreported right now. A lot of people are embarrassed to say that they were scammed by someone outside of their realm, or that even there's a lot of issues when it comes to family members who are taking advantage of an older adult's money. I think Debbie would probably have some great numbers that she could throw in right now.
Yeah, Debbie, what do we know? Acknowledging that some of this is underreported probably, what do we know?
So 1 in 24 cases are reported, and in 2023, in Wisconsin alone, among the older and vulnerable population, $46 million was lost. And of that $46 million, only $3 million was able to be recuperated.
And part of the effort here, you've got this grant to do a lot of things related to elder abuse, and part of the effort here, Debbie, is the financial abuse specialist teams, getting those set up in communities. Can you talk us through this model? What is that going to look like?
Absolutely. So currently, Wisconsin has four existing financial abuse specialist teams. And with that, it's a multidisciplinary team that comes together to share resources, discuss current scams and trends, and to work together collaboratively to address those issues. So our goal is to bring five additional teams to the state. Wisconsin is a county-led state, so with the 72 counties, our adult protective services have 72 different ways of doing things. And we need to make sure that we're combining our resources and addressing these issues. So we're going to make sure that there's at least one financial abuse specialist team in each of the five APS regions.
Laura, the FAST team is part of this wider effort. I understand you co-wrote the grant, so working with the Department of Justice. Can you tell us about the scope of the problems we're tackling and what kind of solutions will come as part of this grant?
Right. So the first goal was to first establish the permanent Wisconsin Elder Justice Coalition and to make sure that we had good representation within the state, that we have minority groups represented, that we're really looking at the 72 counties and ways that the coalition can help support on a statewide effort to reduce elder justice inequities that occur, whether they are abuse, neglect, or financial exploitation. So in this first two-year period, we're doing the FAST teams, which we just talked about. We're also doing elder death review team creation. And with both of these projects, we're creating toolkits. So while Debbie talked about having these five teams, we actually would love to have even more teams established. We also have just completed a needs assessment of prosecutors, financial institutions, healthcare, and several other groups that we are now going to work on education for those groups. How can they better understand the issues around elder justice and abuse and what they can do to help strengthen our safety net to protect older adults? And finally, we'll be doing some local education for local government and also statewide for our legislature on what are the elder justice issues in Wisconsin and how can we better protect older adults?
Debbie, can you expand on some of what Laura was saying there about partnerships and coalitions? Who are you hoping has a seat at the table, whether it's coming up with these financial abuse specialist teams or these other efforts to stop elder financial abuse?
So to bring to the table for our FAST teams, we are hoping to have adult protective services on each team, the Aging and Disability Resource Centers, Corporate Counsel, Department of Agricultural Trade and Consumer Protection. Department of Financial Institutions is going to try to get representation on each of those new teams. We need elder law attorneys, financial service providers such as guardians, healthcare personnel, so geriatricians, law enforcement, Medicaid programs. So that's that core group. And then we have suggestions for additional members as well.
Laura, one thing I wonder about is you mentioned at the outset that these are underreported crimes, often scams. What can we do to encourage people to report them, to have financial institutions watch out for them? What do we need to do to understand how often these kind of things are happening?
Yeah, I think it's number one is for people to report and know that there are resources out there. So we have the state hotline, which is 1-833-586-0107. You can also go online and go to the report elderabusewisconsin.org. And that has resources and is manned with people who can help answer those calls, get support. Our Scam Singo, which is free and available on our website for anyone who interacts with older adults, if it's a church group, a service organization, just you and your neighbors want to have fun playing a game and learn about the different scams that are out there. It's set to music, so it's bingo, set to music. I think a lot of it is education so that people know what they can do ahead of time and then what they can also do when something happens. It, just because you were scammed doesn't mean there isn't help out there.
We're talking to Laura Nolan, Associate Director for Business and Government Outreach at UW-Green Bay, and Debbie Lease, Program Specialist for the Wisconsin Elder Justice Coalition, talking about their efforts to help prevent and report elder abuse, focusing in on elder financial abuse, whether by someone they know, maybe a family member, or these online scams. Well, I want to pick up with that Singo thing. I'm looking at the guidelines for it now, and these are songs that are used then to illustrate different kinds of scams that people might encounter that often target seniors. Debbie, I've got Can't Buy Me Love by the Beatles in front of me here as a warning of online romance scams. And these are big, big business these days. Can you talk a little bit about how Singo highlights this particular kind of scam?
Absolutely. So we talk about the romance scams and, you know, where, you know, sometimes they'll get you with a text like, hey, are we still on for that Korean barbecue tomorrow? And then, of course, the Midwest Nights, we're going to respond, oh, I think you have the wrong number. And now you're drawn in. So then they establish a relationship. But as you're building that relationship, then you make plans to meet and tragedy strikes. So there's a problem with their car. They need money for an airplane ticket. Maybe they're in the military and they are having a difficulty getting through customs. So they need you to send them money so that they can meet up with you. The meeting never happens. So we encourage the older and vulnerable population through this Scam Singo to, you know, make sure that they're never sending money to somebody that they've never met, especially. So someone they meet online or via text.
Laura, we've been talking about online scams. How about financial abuse of elders by someone that in theory they should be able to trust, a loved one, maybe somebody who has financial power of attorney or other people in that sort of position? What kind of things can we do to help prevent that kind of abuse?
Yeah, I think it's important to plan ahead and to think about the family members you have and to put together your financial power of attorney and your healthcare power of attorney paperwork ahead of time. And find people within your family situation who are stable, who you trust and you know will be able to handle those financial decisions for you. I think number one is getting that paperwork set up. And number two is I think families being aware it's okay to ask questions. So if somebody else is the one handling the finances and it seems like mom doesn't have food available or they're not getting the healthcare things they need, knowing that there are resources through Adult Protective Services in each of our counties to help with those situations so they can investigate and look at the situation to make sure that that finances for that older adult are being used for that person.
Debbie, you're talking about creating more of these FAST groups, the financial abuse specialist teams. There are a few, I understand, already active. What kind of things have they been doing? What kind of results are you seeing?
So correct. We do have four. We have one in Dane County, Waukesha, Walworth in Milwaukee, and each FAST is separate. So they're run differently. They have different goals. We would like to see FAST review cases. Most of them, it's about building relationships and pooling resources to, again, review those trends and address their own individual county needs. Again, I think pooling resources is the best outcome of all of the FAST teams where they're getting to the answers quickly because law enforcement has access to resources that Adult Protective Services or, you know, just doesn't have, or financial institutions have access to resource that law enforcement might not have. So it's coming together and working for the same goal.
Laura, it sounds like a core issue here is awareness of elder abuse, financial and otherwise. How important is it just getting the message out there to seniors and family members and financial institutions and law enforcement, and the list goes on and on? How much of this is an awareness issue?
Oh, I think the awareness issue is huge. So we need to continue to educate to make sure banks understand the part they play. Prosecutors understand how they can prosecute. Sometimes they don't, it gets leery where somebody maybe has some cognitive memory issues. Knowing what that person can still testify and provide in a case so that we can really get the people who are causing these crimes to be prosecuted and stop the chain of it continuing to happen.
Debbie, as we wrap up, if people are out there thinking, hey, I'm one of the people you've been talking about in financial institutions, law enforcement, or whatever, I'd like to get involved. What can people do to reach out and work with the Elder Justice Coalition?
Absolutely. If they want to email elderjustice@uwgb.edu, we can reach out then. I've been meeting with counties individually, or if there's an individual who's not connected with the county yet and has an interest in resources available, then we'll meet collectively and see what we can do to set up a team in their county.
Debbie, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
And Laura, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for getting the information out about this important subject.
Debbie Lees is a program specialist for the Wisconsin Elder Justice Coalition at UW Green Bay, and Laura Nolan is the university's associate director for business and government outreach.